the afternoon. These long scriptures are just a warm-up for the Passion account, which is Palm Sunday, and just getting us ready for that long story. I would strongly encourage you to, if you're able, come back to church here tonight. Tonight we have the Franciscan Mystery Players. They travel throughout the East Coast down in Florida, and they show forth the love of our Lord Jesus in the way of the cross. You'll want to be here on time. The church will be quite dark, beginning at 7:30. But you're all welcome. Today it's not just our legs getting a workout, standing up, but there's an excitement in the air. The blood is flowing today on this Laetare Sunday, and we're provided with some exciting scriptures. Not just the scripture that we just heard, John 9, and that's quite exciting. A man born blind is now able to see. But this morning I'd like to focus on that other scripture that we heard today. The first reading from the first book of Samuel and the selection of David as Israel's king. It's quite a scene. And while the gospel focuses on sight with the eyes, the first reading focuses on sight with the heart. It's 1 Samuel chapter 16. And it's in that scripture that we find a beautiful verse. It reads, "Do not judge from appearance or lofty stature, because not as man sees, does God see. Man sees the appearance, but the Lord, he looks into the heart." My friends, that's astounding. Thousands of years before EKGs or ultrasounds or heart catheterizations, we're told by Samuel that the Lord looks into the heart. We might ask, what does he see? And we might suspect that he sees a lot. But you know, for you and I, as Christians, and Catholic Christians in particular, not all Christians would believe this, but Catholic Christians do. When the Lord looks into the heart, he sees good. Because he made us. We are his creation. And we are good. But you know, as well as I know, that we can be fools. April Fool's Day is on Saturday, and foolishness is not limited to April 1st. We could easily be fooled. And we see in this scripture from 1 Samuel a great example. Samuel, the prophet, ready to anoint the new king of Israel. He's told to go to Jesse's house. Jesse lines up his 7 sons, and it ain't a single one of them. Samuel says, "Jesse, do you have another son?" He said, "Yeah, number 8. He's out there. He's the shepherd. He's the little kid. Bring him in." And then we hear that the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. The Lord said, "Anoint him. This is the one." And from that day on, he was anointed, and the Spirit rushed on David. It's a beautiful little verb. He rushed on David. And the history of Israel was changed. The little kid would become king of Israel. God had such a vision. The underdog, the little one, becoming king. My friends, how do we get such vision? The vision of God for the happenings in our own life, in our own day. In a time and in a day when foolishness seems to be, rampant. How do we become wise? I think it begins by admitting that each one of us can be fools. We can all be fooled, even the best of us are subject to being fooled. We've all been fooled. If we begin with that, I think then we can begin to look for wisdom, for truth, for clarity and light. Now, we all know that the ears, nose, and throat are connected. They're all related. What we sometimes forget is there's another connection. The eyes, the head, and the heart. They're connected too. And it's important to examine that connection. You see, what we see can affect our head and our thinking. It can affect our heart and our feeling. What we think can affect our seeing. It can affect our own hearts. And what we feel with our heart can affect our eyes and our thinking. My friends, like Samuel, like Jesse, like the man born blind, we need light. We need God's light for all three. Lord, tell me what you see. Here's what I see. Lord, what do you see? Lord, here's what I think. What do you think? Lord, here's what I'm feeling. What do you feel? If we can begin to invite the Lord into ourselves, into our day-to-day with this, this is the way of wisdom. It's the way of truth. And we will find that we begin to come to church, not just to receive God in an hour or 45-minute mass, and to go home and then to think and to see and to try to be good. I mean, that can work. My experience is a little skewed with that. But I don't come to church to get filled up. I come to church to remind myself of who I am so that I can go forth and to be that. I come to church so that I can go forth with God into my day, into my way. My friends, we're told that David was a man who was after God's own heart. And it's why we're still talking about him today. Where the heart is, there is the treasure. My friends, on this fourth day of Lent, fourth week of Lent, this fourth Sunday of Lent, let's allow God into the heart. Let's allow his light to open our eyes and to open our minds. Let us invoke, seek, and live in the light that God gives. I close the little homily with a prayer of St. Francis of Assisi. And this was his own words. Most high and glorious God, bring light to the darkness of my heart. Give me right faith, certain hope, and perfect charity. Lord, give me insight and wisdom so I can always discern your holy will. My friends, let us allow St. Francis of Assisi, David of Israel, and the man born blind teach us that we need God's light, and let us not be fools.